generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: serious water crisis persists in Lusaka's Kamanga compound and surrounding areas. Milo Chiefdom moves to scale up aquaculture with new water cages. Kanyama Central School wharfings brought down by heavy rains to be built. Former head of Central African Football Board jailed for war crimes. Saunders returns to FC Muza. Now the news in detail. The Solwezi High Court has sentenced a 37-year-old peasant farmer of Kapepe area in Solwezi district to 25 years imprisonment with hard labor after defiling a 4-year-old girl child. Alex Dumba appeared before High Court Judge Obster Mosokwa for sentencing after he was convicted of defiling a girl under the age of 16 by the Solwezi Magistrate Court, contrary to Section 138(1) of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, as amended by the Act No. 15 of 2025. Particulars of the offence were that between 21 August 2023 and 22 August 2023 in Solwezi, Dumba had carnal knowledge of a girl of 16. The subordinate court during a trial heard that Dumba pulled the girl from the room where she was sleeping with others and took her to his room where he had carnal knowledge of her. Chief Milo of Lala people in Selenge district, Central Province, has announced plans to expand aquaculture through a large-scale fish farming initiative. Speaking at Chikumba Palace during a courteous visit by a delegation from the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, the traditional leader says newly acquired cages are expected to boost sustainable fish farming in the chiefdom. He explained that through initial efforts were delayed by drought, the arrival of the cages, procured with support from the African Development Bank, ADB, marks a new chapter in developing alternative livelihood for his subjects.
Rosuas Dam is completely dry. So government wanted to take those fish cages to other water bodies. But I requested through normal procedures and structures that I need to be given about 30 that you are going to see, because we have a dam which was dug by a family, a single family in the chiefdom. And when I went and saw that, I saw that there was an opportunity there. Then I had to lobby with the government, of which I was assisted with those.
Meanwhile, in response, CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalomape appreciated the chief's vision and described the fish farming project as transformative.
For us as CEJ, everywhere we go, engaging with the traditional leaders, we do encourage them that they have a role to provide a clear vision for the chiefdom, so that when they explain it to their people, they can clearly understand it. And coming up with such innovations and initiatives, financing will definitely come. I tell my people at the office to say that, visions do not chase money. It's money that chases vision.
A serious water crisis has persisted in Lusaka's Kamanga compound and surrounding areas, with some households not having their commodities for months. Residents in the affected communities, among them Kamanga, Overspill 1 and 2, and other nearby areas, had previously complained about the lack of the commodity. The treat company, the Lusaka Water and Sanitation Service, had sometime in 2024 commenced a water rotation plan which was to run alongside the Zescolot shedding schedule. But months later, the residents have continued facing water challenges and have been complaining of hygiene concerns. One of the affected residents, Mulenga Mulambwa, complained that the water sanitation had gotten out of hand, however appealed to the utility company to address the water crisis in the affected areas. Communities in rural areas are adapting to climate change through innovation strategy, showcasing resilience and dedication. speaking to One Love Radio News, Center for Climate Mobility and Representative for Action Advocates, Brita Simbambi, says communities are employing initiative strategies to mitigate the efforts of climate change. Mr. Simbambi says communities are practicing smart agriculture using natural components, restoring wetland, protecting forests and rivers, as well as engaging in climate-resilient farming practices. Mr. Simbambi further says communities are taking proactive measures to protect water bodies and river boundaries, ensuring access to clean water and sustainable farming practices.
We are practicing smart agriculture, you know, where they don't need to use fertilizer, they are using natural components that they need to do by the end of the day. And also there are so many organizations that support local adaptation, support from a regional, local and national level, like WWF Zambia, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment. Also there's so many projects on local restoration of wetlands, you know, protection of forestry, rivers, and many more actions that are being conducted on community level. Also, community are engaging in different activities where they have, they're not waiting for fun to be dispersed, but be protecting water bodies.
Chanika Ward 11 Councillor Masao Songoma has appreciated the decision made by the Kanyama Constituents Development Fund CDF Committee for allocating funds towards the rebuilding of the wall fence connecting Kanyama Central Secondary School and Kanyama Community Ground, which was brought down by heavy downpour on the 23rd March 2025. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma says the committee's decision to respond in the affirmative following calls by the people of Chanika Ward 11 in Kanyama constituency is a clear demonstration that the voices of the grassroots are heard, thereby creating confidence in community leaders and their government. The civic leader disclosed that the collapse of the wall fence saw a rise in theft, thereby posing a serious security risk on the school's infrastructure and the learners.
We want to appreciate the CDF committee for having heeded to our appeal in yesterday's meeting when we represented the people of Chinika, saying the money that is available right now in the CDF account should be channeled towards the reconstruction of the wall fence at Kanyama Central School and Kanyama Central Community Ground. We appreciate the chairperson and all the members for having heeded to our call, and right now money has been set aside to reconstruct the walls.
Transparency International Zambia TIZ has commended the Financial Intelligence Center FIC for publishing the 2024 trades report. In a statement, TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the report indicates that the FIC detects suspected illicit financial flows worth $3.5 billion monthly associated with commercial activities spread by multinational enterprises. Mr. Nyambe says TIZ has called for urgent government action to address the risk factors contributing to IFF. These include the high use of cash transactions, mobile money fraud, and false invoice aimed at justifying international transfers through the banking sector, among others.
We are, however, very disappointed that the FIC analyzed less suspicious transaction reports that relate to public sector corruption, and this resulted in the low number of disseminations on corruption as compared to cases relating specifically to money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion. We therefore wish to remind the FIC that public sector corruption is a very dangerous vice, and one that has very serious economic and social consequences, and therefore requires a great attention, even in terms of the trends analysis.
I am Alex Yanga. We take a short break. We'll be back more with international and sports news.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them not get the as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
Lombard. The former head of Central African Republic CAF Football Federation